You are listening to the Walking Leader podcast with your host, David Guerra.
This is the Walking Leader podcast, and I am your host, David Guerra, United States Army infantry veteran and the author of the books, The Walking Leader and Great to Follow. In this episode of the Walking Leader podcast, I continue to bring you the tools, the tips, and insights towards developing and setting yourself up as a successful self-leader long before moving on towards leading others. Welcome back. In this episode, I'm sharing with you the seventh of the Core of Eight, Walk Your Talk. Now, there are plenty of people out there that believe one of these two statements, walk your walk, or talk your talk. But for some odd reason, far too many refuse to believe in the most important statement, the third one, a third very real and vital option, walk your talk. That's the one I believe. That's definitely one that self-leaders and leaders all need, is to walk your talk. See, to walk your talk is the embodiment of who you are as a self-leader and ultimately a leader of others. See, there can be no misunderstanding as you are constantly walking your talk. There is no ambiguity or confusion by you as to where you stand, where you're going, and how you're going to get there. This also contributes to increasing your level of confidence. Definitely need a high level of confidence for a leader, self-leader. Talked about that. So by living your word, aka walking your talk, the confidence you project will immediately be seen and felt by others. Whether others see this as a good or bad thing, it's strictly up to them. Again, we've got them. They're going to be out there. You do you. You don't have to worry about them and what they think or how they see you. You do not have to worry about others and what they do or do not think about you. You know, again, remember, you're on your own path. You have set your own course and nothing should deter you. But Dave, you mentioned earlier that people will see me. Yes, they'll see you and they'll say, wow, this person is going places. They'll see what you're doing and don't let it get to you where it creates a bias in you. No, you worry about yourself. You worry about yourself. You create your own bias for yourself, not something you're going to project to others. Well, I want people to see me this way. No, just be yourself. Remember, you're on your own path. You're not copying anybody. This is your path. So if the actions or words of others can deter you, then you are not truly walking your talk. See, they've won, and now you have to go back to square one only to start all over again. Now, it's going to be difficult at first to walk your talk. You know who you are and what you stand for, but for others, they might not be ready to see you going down that path, the path you want to take in life. They may have other ideas or plans for you. We've talked about that. And as I've talked about it, as I mentioned, that's fine for them. But when others expect X, Y, Z from you, but you know what you want and you want A, B, C, and you recognize that to get to A, B, C, you must not only know what you want, but you require the discipline to live by the values, ethics, and morals to get you to where you know you must be. That sounds a little confusing, but what I'm getting at is you need to blaze your own trail. You need to stick to what you need to do to get to where you need to be. Don't let anybody fool you, trick you, trap you, make you feel obligated to change your path? No. Guilt? No. Oh, geez, no. Don't feel guilty. Please don't. All I'm saying is when you're working to live by the values, ethics, and morals to get you to where you need to be, this means you are embodying all it takes to do what it takes. You know the words, you accept the concepts, now you're living that life. Now you're walking your talk. There can be no deviation or strain from the path you set before you. It's going to be difficult, but again, this is also one of life's non-negotiables. Now, you stray once, you're going to stray again. It happens. We're all human. and you will stray so often and so far that sooner rather than later you'll find that you have not only lost your way, but you can no longer get back on track with what you're, you know, back on track at the beginning. You're going to have to start from the beginning. And that's not a good place to be. But what I'm getting at is knowing to identify when you go off track. Knowing that, hey, you believe in yourself so much that you quickly recognize, oh, I'm off track. I got to get back on. I got to adjust my course. That's why ships, boats have full-time navigators. That's their job. That's their sole job. Are we on course? Are we on track? And if not, we need to fix it. That's why they have maps. That's why they have charts. That's why they have navigators. You need to be your navigator. Not only are you the captain, but you're also the navigator. So remember, walk your talk. So walk your talk should never be something you brag about to others. Oh, geez, no, never brag about that. You do your bragging by just doing, living your life. You give your word, you stick to it. You set a goal, you accomplish it. You say you're going to do something, you do it. Never boast about it, just do it. Make it happen. Now, a word of warning. If you can just cannot help yourself and you must brag, just know that the moment you open your mouth braggartly is the moment people will see right through you. It is the moment you find yourself without any form of self-leadership on the inside and without any form of ethics and morals on the outside. Be careful. It is a slippery slope. It's easy to get there. It's easy to fall in, but you recognize it. You can pull yourself right back out of it, get back on track, and walk your talk. Alrighty. So in the next episode, we talk about the eighth and final of the core of eight, and that's take the second, third, fourth, and every step thereafter. Join me, please. I want to take this moment to thank you for listening to this episode of the Walking Leader Podcast and to invite you to visit my website, daveguerra.com. And there you will find all the past episodes of the Walking Leader Podcast, information on how to subscribe to the podcast and how to get yourself a copy of my books and how to join me on the Daily Journal Project, plus a whole lot more. So please consider this your personal invitation to stop by and look around. Again, that's daveguerra.com. Well, it looks like our time today has taken us to the end of this episode, and I do hope you found it educational, entertaining, and informational. Also, I do hope you will join us for the next episode. And please do not forget, you can always contact me with comments, questions, concerns by email at dave@daveguerra.com, on Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word, or on Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra on Instagram. I look forward to hearing from you. Drop me a note and listen. Hey, until next time, be confident, stay patient, take action, remain resilient, break from the crowd, and most of all, be a leader without equal. Be the walking leader.
The Walking Leader Podcast is a David Guerra presentation.